teach me to minister to you. Teach me to trust your presence. Teach me to understand the benefits of standing in your presence. Teach me to overcome the resistance as I gain ascendancy into the place where He is. Teach me to understand that the presence of God is the habitat for man, is the place that man was designed to dwell. Energize me to be able to sustain the discipline of coming to your presence again and again until my life is defined by your presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, maiso salinto ombre malanto kubilai. Sheni ombre skufe la mantaye koboroto. Shebrianta babogenai la kompraskito kombelamina. Yeko bramaskito brento koria. Melas ovre la uriando combre eskedi membro compe la mina sico brocotalabonda lia tebina askeli shaminai compre so capelamo conske bratacula endeli rescu famali caposche de la muca brais presu folombre eco babinala. Shomenai comproske te la muka bebabunda iso sanade. Brahai compalis, brahai compela mande bucorontolia. Sheminai compraskito bela, shabankos kisko skobelami. Shedi comproske tabande gilo morokos gabris gavaito. Mengo moroko santeli. Akai compresco kilo bonde isco bambinaga, bramenso e cobiso sela, geminaico palato, e procons che ti abendele, previsco copila buncia e cobraminaila, amisco morole, escheto prisco famina cambosaba, abraico pesco fela mico bondolo. Precusca selima anteli, da bracombocos che tobela cavai contamina, e cobrus i vosemi, mahosico, mahosanteli, mahos cabriantela, e capobo santamiso, obrimacus che tela ure che tomina, iscabrusche e coboca bababedis, la iso sela, aico bamina cura. Iscopendo con deleri na zico brabinala, ambo sove l'amico pre, a zico brabina curia sato, ma ando cobria la babusche tabica pebaconda, isa mai, a copreso tami, a copreso e vilami, i cobramina contese sete vele, i copres contamina curia babala, usa selimando prebobo conte e te capiso copro isco falimanda ai compensa i coprosi a cammenso se la chindo brabinante i abocosqueta brabido copria escompudo copri shamina curia babala escoprivina asche bocunte iso samalane ai abosi sele racunta embela iscopando cobre ascito bogo samante igo bramina iscompedo schele racabontelia
Abraikos Kabi, Esima Embrila Kura Babaya, Escopuros Kitoba, Ika Preminate Kuskanteli, Abraikom Paman Suka Babale, Eprebeguto Kobilakismo Paminate, Akabus Evilato, Kibokobrokos Keti, Barisko Pamino Kuria, Ikambeli. Shamanto Kopreski, Rakabunda Isko Babalat, Iko Pravida Kuska Telie, Abrando Konda, Shemina Kompeka Puska Pelina Kabolo, Iko Prista Fande, Akando Bolo Siko Mala, Iko Brode Kaskabelatua, Iko Pravina Sontele, Ekelia Subamali, Akabos Abelia. Kobobobolia Nesiko Preminantola Yabokos Ketombilo Kobrega Baskuta Bene Akabro Santele Ekabila Candelia Sumino Kobre Yakomina Yakosane Yakobeno Skito Prontola Iko Babina Selikedia Isko Prosketela Kurama Kobosa Kobosa Ane Abobose Ane Abobose Selines Kuba Mama Jesus Ane Abobose Name Eka namona Uye Ina nabuku sande malaika mena kura masina Aye Uye Ino malantura mailama Emena suka laika moro Uye Sandolo brokoto seze Ima manaiko sanali anamo Uye Sunina ke prokoske sanima Ina na mamaya namo Simama yeko presko falabo Aina kamai kantela Sanano prosketo ke Iso manteni kamaya koma Upa samenaya Sino numera ikos kamina iko mamani Mamaya to sele mahabo Samina kurehi Samina kurehi Sia momo sika nadila Abo bolo kubuku yesa Yesa sobre makabulu Udara yika yesa na bali ababu mana Ika nere so sani ya kubri Abo kubudu Uyeh Amina Kundis as the night. Ikapris Kumpati Hala Bukuria. Ikerubusekubia. Ikomansadia Prakato Pregana Nabosadi. The Prekuske Tabina Huda. Bakumba Lamina Kurima. Uriya Sikela para comprele que de. Uriya na mapenda cozinha. E mapena roupa monora para. Oh, mama isso. Laila mama e cozinha e. Mina lava buramo, buramo la, ya kamana yemo. Uria si sa se, uye, uye. Uria si kumenda la buhana e, amena kutele. Kamina yetomo. O belém chovelá, ela na mureira. O coba mamassaia.
Name. We have prayed. I wanted us to have a moment to practice ascendancy. You know, many times when we receive teachings and we are given just a moment to practice, those teachings will stick. Please, you may be seated. Welcome to the house of God. Now, what I want to share with us are the recent dealings I have had with God. recent dealings that I have had with God. These dealings that I'm talking about are like 1 week old. 1 week old. My most recent moment of encounter with God yielded some of the issues that I want to raise. And as we raise them, we'll practicalize them. The first thing God began to emphasize to me is a terminology that I've never really heard before. He called it the glory of your calling. You know, like I said, this is a product of my personal dealings with God. Meanwhile, it will interest you to know that God does not do anything in the earth without calling a man. If God wants to do something, He ties what He wants to do to a calling. The calling is a critical thing because it affords the Lord a ground upon which accomplishments can take place. So when God calls a man, that calling has a covenant that has the capacity to commit God. Are you with me? It has a covenant that sustains the capacity to commit God. Where's just you know, we have stay with me on that. Maintain that progression, the progression that we found, maintain it. Because you need to, your spirit has to open this morning. You know, so if he wants to do something, he needs to call a man. So that calling is a contact point that legitimizes God's intention to intervene in earthly affairs. Now, just like every covenant, every contract, every agreement, there are terms and conditions. And as long as I keep the terms and conditions of that covenant, which is tied to my calling, I manifest what the Lord called the glory of my calling. Your calling has glory attached to it. I think we need to find the scripture to bring what I'm saying into perspective so that it will not just be talking into the air. Let's try John chapter 2 verse 11. John chapter 2 verse number 11. John chapter 2 verse 11. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. His calling, there's a glory attached to it. And this was the first time that the glory of his calling was manifested. And what it produced is that people believed on him. So he began to teach me and to say to me that, are you aware that what I've called you to do, the assignment that I've given you to accomplish, has an accompaniment of glory? And as long as you keep, there are deep aspects of this conversation I had with God. I was supposed to preach somewhere, and then the Lord just came. I was praying in tongues as usual, trying to spy into what was on the heart of God before I go for the ministration, so that I'll be armed with God's present revelation position. So I was in the business of that when the Lord just showed up. And then he came for a discussion. And he began to tell me about ministry. In fact, he went to the extent of pointing out some examples of what it means to lose the glory of your calling. He made me understand that the reason why what you are saying is blessing people is not because of what you are saying. It's not because you are so intelligent or you have revelations. The revelations can still be there, but if you lose the glory of your calling, no one will want to listen to it. All your abilities can still be there. Don't think it's because you have one baritone voice and when you speak, then you now use baritone to support it. When the glory of that call is lifted, it doesn't matter what natural strategy you put into place, that thing you are saying cannot travel. So he began to deal with me on that matter. Are you still here? Now, when I'm done with this lecture, we're trying to, you know, the Bible says, this is the beginning of miracles that Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, and what? He manifested his glory. So, sometimes miracles can be a manifestation of the glory of your calling. As you begin to travel in your calling faithfully, you will find a certain context of things that are turned naturally to your calling. See? Are you there? A certain context of things are turned naturally to your calling that can provide manifestations that will reveal to the sons of men that God has called you. That's what I'm talking about. In fact, while we were, I don't know, that thing we did, was it prayer or what were we doing? We're ministering unto the Lord. So that's how I do my own. And in my own procession, I don't have time to bring things into the discussion. I use bulldozer method. I just destroy everything. I don't have time to say, okay, no. I just go. And Satan knows I will go. So, yeah, he knows I will go. So, he has left me. So, it's easy for me to hit the highway. He has left me. He used to trouble me like that 16 years ago. So, he has left me. So, I can go and come back. Because of my consistency in my calling, I can demand a little of that glory too. That is me demand. It's not the Lord, me. I can demand a little of it to manifest. Because the Bible says he manifested his, he was the one in charge. He manifested his glory. So, I have a handle that I found in the Spirit with which I can manifest the glory of my calling. I found such a handle. Now, are you with me? For instance, when we were doing that our thing, so I went there, and then I saw that they were removing old anointings and putting new anointings. No, don't say amen. So I was just watching. If we had continued, I would have more stories to tell you from there. Right? But we will do that. Because I'm going to demonstrate what I'm talking about so that those of you that have lost the glory of your calling can Understand your situation. Because God will show mercy today. So they were removing old anointings, putting new anointings. And I looked from there and looked down and I saw that there were the two individuals were implicated by that in this congregation. Alright? So in the next 12 seconds, the two individuals whose anointings were renewed during the time that we ascended into heaven, the angels of the Lord that operate in that place will bring that anointing and place on two individuals. So it will happen in 12 to 17 seconds. In 12 to 17 seconds, two individuals that God is renewing the anointing, they will receive the encounter to consolidate what I'm talking about. In 12 to 17 seconds. Lord, from my left to my right, those two individuals in this facility that you are renewing, oh my God. Now, the way the Bible put it, it says he manifested his glory. He did it. Now, so this is number one. We will do number two, three, four, five before. Oh. He manifested it. Because there is a glory that accompanies the calling. When that glory is manifested, people will believe in you. Now, are you with me? This thing about ministry, you be faithful. God has plans for you. But his plans are built into the hope that you will be faithful. So anything that will fight your faithfulness to God has marginalized your destiny, has dethroned your possibilities. You see, part of the glory that is a complement of the calling that God gave me affords me the opportunity to see angels. Like there's one here, and this one, it will soon manifest. It's so manifest. There's one here. One, two, three, four. Now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory. Can we continue in my lecture now? I'm trying to bring you into my own personal dealing. It's not up to a week. It's a few days ago. Oh! Do you know that it's possible for you to, you travel there and then, even when you stop praying, you are still there. There's a certain sister that is in this congregation that you've been having something moving on one of your legs. You feel, you sense a movement, something like a movement on one of your legs. Something like a movement. If you are the one I'm talking about, stand on your feet. Something like a movement on one of your legs. Mommy, you sit down. Mommy, sit down.
Now, it is supposed to be one person, but how many are you? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Now, so when I'm in this situation, I'm sure of one thing, that if I ask God, there are many, I'm confused. Can you show me the one that you are talking to, you are referring to? You know, are you there? So, Lord, can you show me the one among these ladies standing? Show me by a touch of the anointing. By touch of the anointing. By touch of the anointing. So that's the lady I'm talking about. The rest of you sit down. These are compliments that accompany the calling, so I can manifest. I was not led to manifest it. I decided to. That's what I'm telling you. Not that there was a leading. No. If I decide to teach first, it's also a decision. All of this happening because there is a call. And that call has a covenant that guarantees God's commitment. You will not know this handle until you travel the road of faithfulness to God. So bring that lady to me. Come. If you can, just come, come, come. I'm waiting for a sign. So there is a yoke that God wants me to break. And the way he said I will know the person is by that word he gave me. Now, because God wants to break the yoke, and part of my calling is in the area of deliverance, because I have the calling, I don't need to exert any effort. The deliverance, just because I'm there, he honors the covenant, and then the deliverance goes on of his own accord without my input. Your calling has glory. Now, I have the calling, deliverance, alright? So, even though everybody can conduct deliverance, but some are given a mandate along that line. So it will be, if they laugh, people get delivered. If they clap their hands, people get delivered. If they jump and stamp their feet, people get delivered. It is called the glory of your God. Should I tell you something? What Satan wants to strip you of, according to the lecture I had with Jesus, is the glory of your calling. So that even though you show up, God is not under any obligation to back anything you do up, because you violated the covenant of your calling. There is a tendency for you to lose the glory of your calling. Are you with me? So she will rise from here when she does, and she'll be free. It comes with a calling. So in the discussion, meanwhile, even if you are raising the dead, and the dead person is already rising, and you want to stop that process, it is in your power to stop. I don't know what will happen to the dead person. The person halfway, I don't know, but you can actually stop. The glory of your calling will manifest if you are faithful on the journey of prosecuting your call. And I need to tell you how Satan distracts people from their call. It's not with evil things necessarily. Are you with me? For instance, I went online one of those days. I went online. Then I prayed for people online, and then miracles took place. You know, people were testifying. People started seeing without the use of their glasses. Follow me now. Are you following me?
Yes,
sir. So that happened. Okay? Now, the fact that that happened doesn't mean that doing miracle services online is part of an instruction I received from God. Are you following? You are not following. I go online. A lot of people gather. Then I pray for people. They get healed. And then maybe people that got healed were like 50 people. 5 people out of the 50 people were wealthy people, and they wanted to appreciate me because of their healing. So they sent me money in hard currency. $20,000, $15,000, $5,000, just for praying online. If I now decide that, okay, because I got this financial blessing, let's start online . You know what? Don't start anything. Focus on your calling. My calling, the major aspect of my calling is teaching. So I can leave my teaching because I have a miracle ministry. I'm focusing on that. And it's bringing me money. It's bringing me benefits. And I remain there. Pray. Oh yeah, take. Go. Release. Now. Hey. People are gathering because there's power. The numbers are increasing. I'm now talking to 100,000 people on Facebook. I buy gadgets. I make a seat. And I'm there with the cameraman. I say, yes, you're healing tonight. You're healing tonight. That's not what God called me to do. God called me to build capacity in the body of Christ. That's my major calling. Are you there? When I focus on, you know the reason why I decided to manifest a little of the glory of the calling before I preached? It's because I wanted you to know that there's a level to which you work with God. You can manifest the power of God, the grace of God, without preaching. You can manifest it without. The fact that we did not manifest anything from Thursday that we started doesn't mean that it wasn't there. No, that, don't get us wrong. We have not drained of our abilities. Is there? But we want everyone that came for the conference to be equipped. So we began teaching. Not as if that's all we know how to do. So I can now build a certain activity around the gift that I have. And then I'm releasing the gift. People are getting healed. 100,000 people, 120,000 people. They are sending resources. Somebody just sends 2 cars from the car shop because they got healed. So I'm seeing that my life is making progress. But what I have actually done is that I have stopped attending to my calling. Then I am now attending to what is working because of the grace that is upon my life. What you are doing is misappropriation. It's an abuse. It's a grief. These are, you know, I told you I want to share with you the things that the Lord came to me to talk about. This is my personal life of intimacy with Jesus that I'm bringing on the platform. It's an abuse. It's called misappropriation. How many of you know that anytime budgets are passed, budgets have allocations? The fact that that money is available doesn't mean you can spend it on anything you want. To misappropriate budgets, I don't know about finance. I don't know so much about finance. You know about those things. So to misappropriate budgets, I believe is criminal. It's criminal. So we now have a performance, budget performance, that is minimal just because funds were misappropriated. That's how grace is. These are allocations that God makes available to accomplish something in the body of Christ. Are you following? I will rather want to teach than after I have taught, then I bring this dimension, so that that dimension comes to support my teaching as a spice that shows that it's God that is behind my effort, than to come and start another agenda because I realize that this thing is working. There is a difference between what is working and what you are called to do. And if you begin to travel on the path of what is working, you are guilty of misappropriation. Very soon you will discover, when the time that God gives you to repent of that diversion, when that time elapses, the thing you will notice is that your followership on that your platform will begin to drop. That means God is saying, the time has elapsed. I was expecting that you would have gone back to what I asked you to do. But I see you are enjoying this thing. Because the cars are coming, the money is coming. We can sell the anointing. You know, I can come and start one thing and claim I'm doing it for God. Meanwhile, the reason why I'm doing it is because of the proceeds that I get from it. And that person can deceive himself to think that he is in ministry. But what he's doing is that he's violating the covenant of his calling by misappropriation. There's no sin in this matter yet. Are you following? You are not following. I think I made a mistake to bring my. We'll look for. Let's look for some naked scriptures and just discuss. This is my own dealing with God. He said, if you want to last, if you want to be powerful in old age, and you come to a place and you never lose relevance, the first thing he warned against is misappropriation of spiritual resources. The fact that it is working is not a proof that God has called you to do it. I will stay in my calling, so that the reason for which God gave me the compliments that are attached to the calling, that original reason can be accomplished. And the resources that God has made available to me in order to make it efficacious can be deployed in the right direction to achieve the right purpose. Because the moment God begins to engrace you, you have ability, and you also can misappropriate resources. That's why you will find, I was listening to Joyce Meyer. She said she's a teacher. And that's why we may not see her on the crusade ground deploying resources to to go on a crusade ground because that is not part of her calling. If Reinhard Bonnke wanted, he would have planted a church in every city he held his crusades. And because of his memory, the churches will still be standing. It's just like the school that my children attend in Abuja. They are attending that school because of the name of Idahosa. Yes, that's the. So your name can generate some traction. So if Bonnke had started churches, you'll see before. Meanwhile, the Bonnke we are talking about, there was a time he was interviewed and asked, so if you pass on, what happens to what you are doing? At that time, God had not told him that there will be a successor. So he said, the move will die with him. That's what he said that time. That's how desperate that man was to be right with God. We're not talking about ability. We're talking about calling. An evangelist is doing morning devotion, printing morning devotion, an evangelist. Are you following? Because he has the ability to do it. That's misappropriation. Then when you open the morning devotion, there's nothing devotional about it. Because you see, one of the topics for morning devotion is mentoring. Then you will know that the people that produce this document do not know what a devotion is. And indeed, they shouldn't know because they are evangelists. But what we have seen today is misappropriation. If you don't have good eyes, you'll be confused in the jungle of the body of Christ in this time. Because a lot of misappropriation is going on at the moment. And the fact that some things seem to be gaining traction, a lot of us believe that God is in it. That's the first malpractice against the glory of your calling that I was shown. Misappropriation. The second malpractice against the glory of your calling that God showed me is the sin against your body. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 18. Can you display it on the board? It says, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committed fornication sinneth against his own body. If somebody decides, someone that has a calling decides to stay in immorality consciously, intentionally, you run a risk of tampering with the glory of your calling. I know a preacher, and this preacher, God gave him so much authority. It was evident that he is called into the apostolic office, and he's such a radical preacher that he can come under the anointing, he can tell you that you are dead and you will die. So the man operates like that. In fact, some people came, I think there was a land dispute, something like that, and then he showed up, made some utterances, and the utterances began to come to pass. The people who are not Christians realized that these utterances were backed up with power, and they had to make peace with him because they came to the knowledge of the fact that there was something on him that made his utterances potent, the glory of the calling. The same man, he's not dead. He ministered somewhere. The way he roars those days, he still roars. He knows how to do it. But the roar had no backup. So I was investigating his situation with fear, because I was now saying, what is the guarantee now that when we grow older, we will still maintain this? Because I was afraid. Because the man used to roar. And then the Lord brought this matter. Don't be afraid. The reason why his roar lacks my backing is because of this, that matter. The sin he is committing with his body. So he tampered with the glory of his calling. Are you with me? And it will interest you to know that the glory of your calling is attractive. If you are a lady, you will have attractions, the kind of attractions that are unnatural. If you are a guy, you will have attractions, such attractions that are unnatural. And the reason why it is like that, hallelujah, the reason why it is like that is because what God puts upon you draws. It's not because you are a handsome guy or a sharp guy. It's just because of what you have from the Lord. You have to keep this law. Some of us travel a lot. Like for 1 month, I'm still on the mission field. From country to country, from nation to nation, from city to city. And you're away from home. And so many people want to serve you. They say, oh my God, my God. You know, they don't. If you know what I'm talking about, you run away. In fact, we went somewhere and the people receiving me into my lodge were ladies with tights. I didn't enter. I asked Philip, go and check the room first. I refused to enter. Jesus, what are we? What is going on here? I said, Philip, you don't understand. Go and check inside first. If because some of these kind of people can be in my bathroom go and check first. So we were all outside. The people that were at the door, we didn't speak, we didn't. Because I want to. Please, you don't understand. I'm fighting for my life. I'm fighting for my life. I'm an open book. This I am. Everything I will tell you. I'm fighting for my life. The Lord said to me that as long as you are not in this, the glory of your calling will not diminish, it will only increase. It will only increase. In some quarters, when you check into the hotel, maybe you go out to take your meal. They assign a lady to be ironing your clothes. The lady has a spare key that will come and unpack your box, bring everything out. And that lady will be wearing this kind of short knicker here like this. And when you notice that, leave that your box. Go away. Do not joke with the glory of your God. So I now took a good look at myself. What unique thing do I really have? Then I realized that the only thing I have is the glory of God. If I miss it, I'm done. That's the second malpractice that you can do against the glory of God. Hallelujah. Then number three. as that glory is manifesting, people will be seeing you as the strong man. You must be diligent to point to the source. Don't take the glory of God to yourself. So those are the three things that he told me about that. Then number two. So that's about the glory of the calling. Number two is the anointing of the calling. The reason why you are anointed is because of the calling. So every anointing has an errand that it is designed to run. Can we do Luke chapter 4 verse 18? Luke chapter 4 verse 18. As we talk about the anointing that accompanies your calling. The anointing that ensures that you can actualize the dominion mandate in your calling. This is Jesus talking about the errand that the anointing that is upon him is designed to accomplish. Every anointing has an errand that it is designed to accomplish. Are you with me now? So he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. My question to you today is, do you know the errand of the anointing that you carry? Every anointing has an errand it is supposed to accomplish. If you are going to grow in the anointing, then you must be able to articulate the errand that the anointing is designed to accomplish, just as Jesus did. He was not in doubt as to the purpose for which the oil was on his life. So if I ask the average preacher, because most of us are preachers here, what is the errand that the anointing that you carry was designed to accomplish? If you are not aware, it is not likely to grow. It's not likely to increase. If you are not aware, you are not likely to be able to exercise dominion. See, nobody ascends to the throne in Israel except he is anointed. The anointing is an indication of the fact that you have a jurisdiction that you are supposed to exercise rulership and dominion. So the anointing that you carry is an indication of the fact that you are one of the rulers in the kingdom of our God. And the dominion of that kingdom is supposed to reveal itself through your life and through your ministry. And this is more true when you understand the errand that the anointing that you carry was assigned to accomplish. If I pass the microphone, you'll be amazed that whereas you prayed for the anointing to come upon you, you did not pray to know the reason for which you became eventually anointed. Now, if you deal with God with that level of ignorance, you will commit grievous blunders. Because God has a purpose for every investment that he makes on the life of any individual. Are you still following what I'm talking about here? He has a purpose. And you must be diligent to accomplish that purpose. After 8 years, I believe, after 8 years of teaching, then I had an encounter with God, and then he now tells me, teach now. So I said, what have I been doing for 8 years? He didn't answer me. Anytime I ask him the wrong question, he doesn't answer. That's how he deals with me. So, if I don't get an instant answer, it means I ask the wrong question. So, I'll be looking for the right question to ask. So, that's wrong question. Because I asked, what have I been doing for 8 years? Silence. It's okay. Do you mean that if I teach now, what I'll be teaching, you will endorse it? Say yes. When you teach now, I will endorse it. I will back it up. And it will be evident that you did not send yourself to teach. I sent you to teach. So I wrote it down. Teach now. I went to Zaria to preach the gospel, and we were in the meeting, and a lady that ministers like my brother Theophilus, she ministered like Theophilus by mistake. You know, this Theophilus' own is constant. She was not like that before. That day something happened and the heavens opened. So I was in that place, and while I was in that place, I now fell into a trance. No, I had a vision. Let me spare you the vision that I had. Then Jesus spoke to me at the end of the vision. Take my presence and power to the peoples of the world. When I came out of that encounter, I wrote it down. It is because of that calling that I can demonstrate God's presence. If I want to. What I did before I started talking, I can do that for 3 hours. People are getting delivered. People are getting healed. Because Jesus, part of my calling is to take his presence and his power to the peoples of the world. Are you there? So I had that additional calling to the initial one. He said, teach now. Are you following me? After that encounter, the next one I had was about territories. I saw so many screenings taking place in the body of Christ, and at the end of the screening, I survived the last stage of the screening. So something like a printer now printed out my territory. I saw Ghana, South Africa, and the United Kingdom. I didn't know anybody in South Africa. I didn't have any connections in Ghana. But I knew what God told me. And 2 years after that encounter, we had God secured the opportunities. We went to these nations and set up branches. To get the South African visa, for those of you that know what I'm talking about, it is one of the most difficult things if you have a Nigerian passport. But the great one was the one that said it. So he made it happen. Are you with me? I have the gift of God to enter anywhere and a ministry will start. Are you following? Anywhere. Sokoto, I will enter. If I just hit that place, people will gather. I have that investment from God. But I don't go just anywhere. The great one must whisper and say, okay, go here. That's why I pray a lot, so that at the end of the day, when my time is done and I stand before God, let there be no unauthorized mission. Something that I went to do that I was not authorized to do. Are you with me? Oh, you are not with me. You are not with me. Are you there?
Yeah.
He said, ensure that you are not doing unauthorized mission. This is the first thing about the anointing. First malpractice on the subject of the anointing is unauthorized missions. He has to authorize before you deploy the resources he made available to accomplish anything whatsoever. The anointing has its own inherent errand. Are you with me? Now, I hope you know power is different from miracles. So what manifested just now was power. Power is explosive. Power is boisterous. Power is the principle by which God conquers. It's the principle by which God conquers. So what happened just now is power. And that is different from miracles. It's different from signs and wonders. So, if God gives you power and you are faithful in the administration of that power, because I know most of you have power, you demonstrate it in a measure. If you are faithful in the administration of that power, He will move you to the realm of miracles. If you are faithful in the administration of miracles, that's where I am now. Miracles. So we'll demonstrate miracles. Then He will move you to the realm of wonders. Now, the anointing for wonders, it has not rested fully on me. It comes and it lifts. But miracles are easy. It comes and it lifts. So God is still testing me on that, whether He can allow me wear it permanently. Wonders, I've seen it before. People's legs growing out. People's legs growing, yes. I'm just talking. Somebody's leg just starts growing out. The person I'm talking about, it took place in Lagos. The person had an appointment in the teaching hospital in Ibadan. They've made the shoe. Do you understand? You know that shoe? That shoe that one of the soles is bigger than the other one. So they made the shoe. The person was supposed to go pick the shoe. That day was Saturday. The person was supposed to go there on Monday to pick the shoe. They paid for it. It's already made. And the lady came for a service and that leg grew out and the legs became the same size. That's a wonder. That's not a miracle. That's a wonder. I've ministered before, and then I think that one happened three weeks ago. Then people with lumps and all those things, growths, the thing just disappears. Just they can't find it on their body. That's a wonder. That anointing has not sat on me permanently. I'm still going in and out. Because it will test you for a season to see if you will deploy all of those resources to achieve His own end. Because the thing about the fallen man is that he has undergone a mutation such that he's self-centered and self-seeking. So when you put anything on him, give him money, the way of expenditure of that money is on self. Put anointing on him, he will administer it by self. Give him intelligence. Everybody in the whole realm will know that somebody is smart, because he will tell you, you know, you are cursed because you study, you don't can't retain. But I'm, you know, he will bully everybody. Any resource you make available to him will be squandered on self. So that's why God is. It takes us through tests. Not because He doesn't know how we are or who we are. It takes us through tests and through pressure so that He can reveal who we are to us. Because we don't believe that that is how we actually are. Are you with me? There is that progression. There's that progression. So I was designed to operate in the realm of wonders. My calling covers that. But God is taking me through a process. Do you understand? And if you are going to stay the process and enter into the fullness of your calling, then these malpractices must be avoided. Are you with me? Alright. So in a moment, I'm going to demonstrate a miracle. Because that one has rested. It's, if I pray in tongues 20 minutes, 25 minutes, I enter into the realm where I can do miracles. Everyone that is short-sighted, long-sighted, stand up. Remove your spectacles if you have one. No. You sit down. Just two of you sit down. But just follow my instructions. Lay your hands on your eyes. Just follow the instructions, okay? Just follow the instructions. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, we give you glory because of your miracle working power. Now I arrest every blinding spirit. Blinding spirits, be bound and come out of the eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, be bound and come out of the eyes in the name of Jesus. Now I speak to those eyes and I say, eyes, see. Sit down. Run a test. You have 5 minutes to run a test on your eyes. What I have seen is that 3 of you are already healed. When you notice that there's a change in your sight after your test, stand up on your feet. When you conduct your test, you have 5 minutes to do that. After conducting your test, you notice there is a change in your sight, stand on your feet. So conduct your test. We have 5 minutes. This evening we are going into healing and deliverance. My lectures end this morning. We start anointing things from this evening. Yes? Those people, have you conducted your test? I'm waiting for you. No, don't clap, please. This is a lecture. So we have one. Okay, you come. Sister Sade, you come. When you conduct your own satisfactory test and you notice there is a change, you just stand on your feet, that's all. Where's Doc? Doc, find out what's going on with her. Conduct your own test. And please don't try to impress the preacher. No. Don't impress the preacher. Don't impress the preacher. There are spiritual resources that God has made available to confirm that He has called you. Do everything to protect the glory of your calling. That glory of your calling is what guarantees your relevance. Doc? Yeah? Sister, did you confirm it? Okay, come. Why is it that Everything is happening to you today. Everything. Did you pray? Okay, see. That's a wise one. Now, one of the ways of tapping into anointing, you know that someone is anointed, is favored by God. Before you come for meetings where such a person ministers, pray and demand. You will see that you have a miracle. Yeah? Doc?
Yeah. Our sister has been having short-sightedness for a very long time.
Short-sightedness for a very long time.
She could not read.
Are you also responding to me? Okay, come.
She couldn't read any of the things on the screen.
She couldn't read any of the prints on the screen.
But as we prayed, you prayed for her.
Now,
after the prayer,
I prayed that prayer deliberately quiet, so that you will know that authority is not the same as shouting. No. Now, this is a lecture. I'm not doing a miracle service. What I'm doing is lecturing, trying to make you understand that there is something called authority. Every one of us in ministry must labor to come into authority. Do you understand that? Once you have authority, the gates of nations will open to you. Even if the people around don't like you, they can do nothing about your case. Your case is a bad case. So she was short-sighted for how many years? 2-3 years. Alright, so there's another way to test if the healing is complete. So you put your hand on the person like this. If you see this happen, are you following me? You don't like the lecture?
Like it.
Now if you see this happen, it means the healing was not complete. So when you laid hands on the person, so now it is complete now and permanent. No. I will tell you when to clap. Yes? Doc? Have you found out? Now, can you see the duration of the prayer? But is this the effect it is producing? Now, if I tell you something, you will not believe. But I will tell you. I hope you know that I prayed for eyes. But somebody's ear has been healed. Wait. Somebody's ear. This ear that I'm talking about, the person I'm talking about, you cannot use that ear to take a call. In order to confirm that you are healed, can you block the ear that hears and then ask your neighbor to help you make some sounds to see if do that, and when you confirm it, you rise up on your feet. Yes, Doc?
Sir, mom here, she has been having issues with her eyes for over 10 years.
Over 10 years.
She can't read until she's with her glasses or she puts it far away.
She can't read until she's with her glasses or until she puts it far away. And now, did you try reading?
Yes, she's been reading.
Okay, she's been reading.
Yes.
Now, what did I say? You put your hands here. So test. Now, this is the anointing for miracles. It's different from the anointing for power that I manifested. This is higher than that one. For you to walk in this one, you cannot play with immorality. Two, you cannot eat anyhow. You know, you eat everything. May the Lord help us. Sometimes God is merciful, then He begins to show you some other matters. You really prayed. You prayed. Now, so I didn't want to say that on the mic. Okay. Let's talk after the service. Okay. Let's talk. Can you believe? if you can believe, you'll have a miracle. That's why I didn't say it in the mic. Now, sometimes he's gracious that, yes, Doc?
His eyes have also been quite challenging. He has teary eyes when he tries to read from afar.
Now, the hearing person, I'm waiting for you. Has the hearing person confirmed? The hearing person, have you confirmed? I will give that announcement 3 times. Yeah, so what we are saying, is, it's not a shout, it's an anointing. It is spiritual, it's invincible. But you can see it manifest in things like this. I also have the authority to pronounce a breakthrough on somebody. And then maybe 4 to 6 months you will see if it is valid or not. But before I do that, I must confirm that you tied. If not, it will leak. It will leak out. Now, this is what... Okay, Doc?
His own eyes.
I've heard.
Has 7 years, couldn't read from far or near.
Now she can. It's corrected, okay?
This sister has had migraines and eye problems for 6 years.
Yes.
And she was healed last year during MIS. Came back this year, 2 weeks ago. The eye started itching and tearing.
The symptoms again?
Yes, but now when it's
okay.
The symptoms ended.
Now, we can't take all, okay? But the angel of the Lord poured some oil on my head. Basically, the reason why I called all of you out is not so that I can prove that something happened. It's because I don't know which one of you is supposed to receive the allocation of that oil. So in the next 17 seconds, one of you that just got healed will receive the allocation in 17 seconds. Lord, show me the one that you have, that you are talking about. Show me that one by the touch of the anointing. Show me that one by the touch of the anointing. Show me that one by the touch of the anointing. Show me the one you are talking about. Oh. You were the one that came to me yesterday. Okay, come. Now, she needs a healing. She requested for a healing yesterday. So, in releasing her healing, I don't need to touch her. I'll start by just raising my hand like this. And the healing virtue will rest on the lady. From the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, I ask, respond to her cry. So the healing grace has already started working. So I can take my hands off, and then God will continue the healing. Still waiting for that person. Where's the ear person? So you see, that ear person, there's an allocation I received to give to the person. Now the person has refused to respond. So two people will take that allocation. This allocation will make it very easy for you to hear God. And two individuals in the auditorium will share the allocation that was meant for that individual. In the next 12 seconds, what I said will happen. Release their location to the two individuals. Release their location to the two individuals. Release their allocation to the two individuals. Make it easy for them to perceive what is on your heart. Release their location in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So now I'd like you to pray. Are you there? I'd like you to pray and ask God for the healing anointing. Doc, what's that? Okay. Can we pray? Can we pray? Realize you are a prophet. You have the calling of a prophet. You have that calling. Spend your time in intercession, especially laboring in the night prayers. The grace will pop up. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Stay with me, stay with me. Are you with me? Yeah, Doc, what's that about?
That we have a huge miracle here. Mama had a pituitary tumor.
What's the meaning of that?
It's a tumor in the brain. And it was compressing on the nerves of her eyes. So it made her blind in her eyes. She couldn't see.
Made her blind in her eyes.
So after the surgery she had, there was still a residual mass. I have the result of the scan here.
Okay.
And she was advised to go back for another surgery. But she refused. And while we were praying, while we prayed for her, sir, she started seeing the screen. She didn't even know there was a screen in front initially. But now she can see the screen.
Now, do you realize that Jesus is a healer? That's what he is. And because of the glory of the calling, he brings us into the administration of what he is, what he does. Can we celebrate Jesus afresh? Now, in the name of Jesus. She didn't know there was a screen. The air is open. Can we celebrate him again? Celebrate him. Do you know what? If all of us decide after this conference that we are going to be faithful to our calling, do you know what will happen to Nigeria in 5 years? Just 5 years. Forget about the competition. Don't compete with people. Just, this is the errand of the anointing that I have. And you remain there. The measures will be. The last time I was here, we were not like this. That's last year. He added. That's how you will know that you are faithful. He will be adding, because you can't know. But the sign is, they say white people don't believe they are atheists. It's because they have not seen miracles. And some of you will minister in those nations with power and with glory. Amen. And glorify your name. Glorify your name. Glorify your name in all. And we give you thanks for this great wonder. Be exalted. Be magnified. In Jesus' name. Amen. Do you know her? It's your mom. For how long has she been in this condition?
She has been in this condition since 2018.
So what exactly happened that led?
She started feeling migraine and headache here on the center of her head. So she was going to Jude for review, and she finally got blind. She could not see again. We are managing her. So we now seek the face of God to go for the operation, because at first she refused that she will not go. So after prayers and encouragement, counseling, she now said, when she was completely blind, we now went for the operation last year, May. So after the operation, they gave us tests to do around September, that they are going to do the MRI to check whether there's still water, yes, in the brain. So we went for the test, 50,000 naira, and the test shows that there's still water again. And she was complaining of her right eye, that it will start shaking. And once it starts shaking, she will not see clearly again. So they now advise her that she should go in for another operation. She now said, God, I've left everything to your hands. If you are going to heal me, glory be to your name. If I'm not going to be healed, if that is the way I'm going to die, that is it. But she's not going back for the operation again. So this September, they are still going to monitor her to see whether the water in the brain is increasing or is just there. So to believe God. Even this morning, she told me that she saw you in the dream, in her dream. I invited her from the village, Kuru.
Kuru.
This is a program. I've been following you online. YouTube, I have your messages plenty. So when I heard of your coming, I was very happy. I had a dream with you on Tuesday that you delivered me. So she too, when she came, she told me that she had a dream and she saw you. The clothes you wore yesterday, she told me that is the clothes she saw you with.
Before I hand over the mic, I would like us to sing that song just two times. No, Theophilus, come.
Glorify your name. Glorify your name. Glorify your name in all the earth. glorify your name. Glorify your name. Glorify your name in all the earth. Father, we love you. We praise you. We adore you. Glorify. Glorify your name in all the earth. Glorify your name. Thank you.
Oh! in obedience to Christ, reality in heaven, in obedience to Christ, transforming in
Thank you for coming to us. Thank you for not hiding your mind from us. Thank you for encounters. Thank you for validations. Thank you for authentications. Thank you for interventions. Thank you for counsel. For comfort. Thank you for light, for instructions in righteousness. Lord, we thank you. Thank you. We We have been beneficiaries of your mercy. And all we can say is thank you. We ask, O God, that by your grace, we live a life that is worthy of your calling over and upon our lives. May that be our most critical form of appreciation. Because so much, so much, so much, so much you have done for us. May our lives be a perpetual thanksgiving. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.